5 minutes. Quickly turn to John chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Mr. Garrett, you answered your argument in that verse. Those that come, he will not cast out. But what about those who quit coming to Christ? Now, giving in this verse and coming are defined in this text context by 44 and 45 of John 6. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at that last day. It is written in the prophets that they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of me cometh unto me. The way the Father gives people to his Son is by calling them by the gospel. They shall be taught of God. Those that hear and learn, those are the ones that come. Those are the ones that the Father guarantees will not be cast out. But what about a person who starts hearing that word of God and refuses to learn, refuses to obey? He's not coming anymore. He has no promise of not being cast out. Now, what I'm going to try to do very quickly is go through the passages, at least by my record, that Mr. Garrett has not responded to. Romans 14, 15 and 23. If thy brother be grieved with thy meat, destroy not him with thy meat. For whom Christ died, he that doubteth is condemned, or D-A-M-N-E-D, if he, because he eats not of faith. Talking about a brother in Christ, one for whom Christ died, who has to be of the elect, a Christian, according to the limited atonement version of once saved, always saved, yet he's going to be condemned, the strongest word in the Bible for spiritual law. You see why Mr. Garrett hadn't responded to it? Now, we have the same thing in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 11. It's talking about a brother for whom Christ died, has to be of the elect, has to be a Christian, yet if he rebels against God by doing something he thinks is wrong, even though it's not, then this verse says he will perish. Romans 14 calls it D-A-M-N-E-D. Just like perish in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. It means lost. These are all people that have to be Christians according to the limited atonement version of once saved, always saved, and it uses the strongest word in the Bible for lost to refer to them. Same thing in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. If the limited atonement position is true, here we have some false teachers. I believe we can tell from the context that they're Christians and they're teaching false doctrine and leading other Christians astray. But if you believe the limited atonement, they'd have to be Christians because it says the Lord bought them. Yet it says they're going to be condemned, reserved to the day of judgment to be punished. Here's some people that the Lord bought, Christians, elect, and they're going to be lost, clearly. How can you be condemned, D-A-M-N-E-D, if you're not lost? And then we move, Mr. Garrett, by my record, hadn't responded to any of these. Hebrews 10, 26 through 29. A person who's a brother, a holy brother, partaker of the heavenly calling, according to chapter 3, verse 21, if he sins willfully, what's awaiting him? Fearful judgment and fiery indignation, a punishment worse than physical death, which would have to be spiritual death. No more sacrifice for sins. In other words, the benefits of Jesus' sacrifice no longer apply to him. Verse 29 says about this person who's going to face fiery indignation and judgment that he was sanctified by the blood of Christ. Has to be a Christian according to the limited atonement version of once saved, always saved. Yeah, he's going to face everlasting punishment because he sinned willfully. He willfully violated God's word. And in another passage, Mr. Garrett hadn't responded to. He did respond just now to Revelation 22:19. But 3:5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. And none of them, of course, I believe the tree of life is in heaven, and so to get the tree of life, you'd have to be saved, but I'll let you have that argument. Let's go to a passage that all the manuscripts say book of life. Book of life. None of them say tree of life. They were in the book of life. The possibility is that if they don't overcome, they will be erased out of the book of life. How could that mean anything else other than the fact that they lost their salvation? If they were never saved to begin with, they'd never be in the book of life. But the possibility is suggested they would lose their place in the book of life. They'd be lost. 1 Timothy 5:11-12. These younger widows had cast off their first faith. Because of that, they would be condemned. You see that? They obviously were saved to begin with because they had a first faith. They had to trust it in God. It didn't say they were going to be condemned because they never had faith or they had faith that was not true faith. No, it's because they cast off that first faith. If it weren't a true faith, it wouldn't even be a bad thing to cast it off. It was a bad thing they cast it off, so therefore it was a good thing. It was a true faith. The possibility is is they were going to be condemned. You asked me for a passage that shows that a Christian was going to be lost. I gave you at least 12 of them, Mr. Garrett. Thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate all of y'all coming. And even though I pressed my points a little bit, I love Mr. Garrett and like him, too, a whole lot. So it's not a personality thing. It's an important doctrinal difference. That's why we press our points. And it's because we love each other. It's why we do that, because I want the best for him spiritually, and I think he wants the best for me spiritually. He mentioned about disciplining our children. We want the best for our children. If they're doing wrong, to correct them, we're going to try to spank them. It's not because we don't like them. It's because we love them. And that's why I press my points in a debate, and that's why Mr. Garrett presses his points when he's speaking, and I don't take any offense whatsoever. Thank you for doing that, Mr. Garrett.